of stir it. Oh, I get a whiff of it. It's great.
Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again.
Wait, start over. Give it a second, then you start with hello. That way there's a, like, you're on the air, I'll do like 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Billy, along with my co-host, Jeff.
What is this?
I don't know.
It's very Bob Rossy or public accessy.
Well, it was much more, you counted me down.
Well, we were trying to be a little more like, you know, like keep it like clean cut so when we're editing, it's easier for me to just chop it up. But yeah, I didn't mean it to be like you're on the air and then give us like a newscaster. It's fine, but it was different. It gave off a different vibe.
I mean, I guess there's nothing that can be done for vibes. You know, when you count me down, I just...
Okay, so we'll just figure out a different way to say go next time instead of the 3, 2, 1... go.
I think,
or is any countdown just going to activate that in you?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. You know.
Okay.
It's one of those things we'll just have to test as we go.
You know what we could test too? We could test out me doing the intro. See how that goes.
Do you want it? Here, do it.
I don't want to do it now. We'll wait until another episode.
I'll count you down.
No, that's too much pressure. Okay. Your hand cracked. Try it again. Hey, everybody. This is Jeff along with Billy from Prizes Inside for another episode of Prizes Inside. I don't want to do this. Never mind. We got into a groove. I don't like it. But you're just going to do it.
Okay.
Unless there's some reason for me to do it. I like that we set it up. We've done...
Yeah, that's probably a really bad idea, what you're doing there.
Okay.
We just had a discussion.
I got nervous while it made me do the intro, and I got nervous, so I started like rubbing my knees.
Yeah, no. For those of you at home, before we started recording, we were just having a discussion about editing and sound and ambient noises and the things that we do absentmindedly. So we have Jeff practice the intro and just immediately starts rubbing the hair on his legs.
I wasn't rubbing the hair. I was just rubbing my legs. I can't help that there's hair on them.
Well, I know, but that's still.
I know, but like, rubbing the skin, I was not ready to be put on the spot like that, so I got nervous.
Are you ready now? Do you want to try again? I'll count it down.
Okay. All right. I won't rub my... Hold on. Let me put my hands back behind my back. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I do when I'm in a shop with breakables. I put my hands behind my back so that way I know...
Oh, really? I do keep my hands down on my side. Yeah. I don't know if I put them behind my back. Okay. All right.
Anyway, here we go. Ready? Okay. 5, 4.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Prizes Inside, PIP for short. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Billy.
And this is really weird, but we're trying it out. Let us know what you think. If you want me to do a random intro once in a while, I still think Billy should be the default, but maybe for some reason I can do it once in a while.
Well, this is probably as awkward as it was the first time. We've just done so many episodes that we don't remember.
It feels out of place.
We have gotten into a bit of a groove, you know, with like when mm-hmm. to pass mm-hmm. it off, when mm-hmm. to give it back.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Time will tell.
Indeed.
And maybe the viewers will too, if you send us any
viewers.
Or the listeners, it's the same.
You know, I did see on the Anchor platform that we use, there is an option to upload video now instead of just audio. I don't think we're going to do that anytime soon, but maybe someday we'll try it out. Yeah. But
talk about me. We need to invest in
not in the immediate future. Yeah, we need an actual setup.
Video.
This would be hilarious to watch in person, I think.
It'd be something. I don't know what it would be like to watch in person.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to see how I live.
Seems fine. I mean,
well, it was a Simpsons reference.
Oh, I see.
When Lenny's house, the front of it falls over, and he goes, "Please don't tell anybody how I live," because he's like in his boxers eating some cereal at the dinner table.
You've done a lot of Simpsons references, and many of them have gone over my head.
That's fine. I know. I just ever since Disney Plus came out, I've really gotten back into it because they have the entire series on there, and so especially during like lockdown and stuff, I'd rewatch the classic seasons and just remember how many funny, iconic moments would happen, not just in a given season, but like multiple times in a given episode.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
The one that I remember the most vividly, it's the funniest gag. I haven't seen the whole series, but the funniest gag in what I've seen so far is the episode where Sideshow Bob is maybe being released from prison and Bart's really nervous. So he's like, he's getting ready to go to bed. And then it shows in the background the door opening. You see the silhouette of a knife. And then it's just Homer, and he comes in and he says, "Hey, boy, do you want some brownies before you go to bed?"
And then
he's like rushes in, and he's cutting up just a pan.
Isn't that the same one where he comes in with like the chainsaw and the hockey mask? "Hey, boy, you want to see my new chainsaw?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my two favorite gags, my favorite episode is that one.
Is that the one, too, where he's, like, trying to calm Bart down? He says, you could wake up dead tomorrow. And he stares at him blankly, like, inches from his face. And he's like, well, good night. And then just leaves the room.
It might be.
I don't know if it is or not, but that's another bit that cracks me up and has that same kind of setup. It's a good episode. That's a classic one.
The episodes that I've seen were from a list of, like, the 100 best episodes or the 100 key episodes. And that episode wasn't on there. We only watched it because Madison said that it was necessary context for, like, one of the future Sideshow Bob episodes.
So we
did, but I can't believe it didn't make the cut because I think it was way funnier than some of the other episodes that...
I mean, that's surprising because that list should have had it, I would think.
Well, you know how lists are.
But yeah, it's just somebody's list.
To get comments and engagement.
Yeah.
If you're
a little contrarian... Yeah. That riles people up. They click on there.
Like a YouTube list of the 10 most whatevers. Mm-hmm. Probably 7 of them are going to be legit and 3 of them are just going to be...
For that trolling. Engagement. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, we haven't done that yet. We should do that.
No, I was just going to say we shouldn't do. That's why people come to this show is because they know that we're only going to give them content that is organic and legitimate unless we have a sponsor.
That's true. But if there is an instance where I can give like a kind of like devil's advocate argument that I believe in, I will go for it.
Maybe we haven't had that happen yet. 10 list of some kind.
True, we could. Maybe the next time we do an Oreos, we do like top 10 cookies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or ice cream, top 10 flavors. But I don't know. It's a lot to do for 10. Maybe top 5.
But I mean, sometimes when we do sets, you know, we'll rank them just as we do them. But I don't know. I don't know the format of our show, really.
Oh, at the end of the year, we could do like a best of for the year. Like our own like award show.
Or like an award show. Our favorite things that we've...
Like best snack goes to, best fast food item goes to, that kind of a thing.
Maybe, well, yeah, we'd have to get a little bit more diligent about making notes on these episodes. Because after we record these... I don't always remember what score I gave until I listened to it.
Well, that's the thing. We let time let us kind of reevaluate things, giving us the distance, and then maybe we'll come to a new realization. Well,
How about this? And maybe we don't have to rank them necessarily, but what if we said, like, these are the snacks that we came back to, right? Like, we had these on the show, we thought they were really good, but...
They actually, like, became part of our...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be...
Yeah, we'll figure out something. We'll do some sort of end of year thing, I think.
Well, we have time. We have lots of time.
All the time in the world. It's a Bond reference.
It's a reference to a lot of things, like a Twilight Zone.
Where he's like, there was time now.
Not an exact quote, but you get the same idea.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say, but we moved on from it, and I didn't want to interrupt the flow.
Simpsons?
I'm glad you said The Simpsons. It's not Simpsons related, but it's a classic show thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got the, like a Pizza Hut spicy pizza. Not the pepperoni one. We got the Hawaiian one.
Oh, yeah.
And we replaced the chicken with bacon. And it was pretty good. I think I like the pepperoni one better, but that's neither here nor there. Because we ordered this from Pizza Hut, we got some kind of 1 month free trial of Paramount Plus.
Really?
I guess they're partnered up. I don't know what the relationship is.
Interesting.
But we got it. So I started watching SpongeBob, which is one of my favorite cartoons from when I was a lad.
Nice.
And kind of similar to The Simpsons. I mean, part of it's probably because I stopped watching it regularly as I got older, but a lot of the classic episodes are so early. But I started watching just the first one or two episodes. The very first episode is the one where they go into Sandy's bubble and they need water, right? Mm-hmm. You know that one? That's a classic. Everyone knows that one because it's the first one. And Patrick, when he introduces the fanciness with the pinky, it's because SpongeBob describes what Sandy's doing as putting air on, right? Because it's in the helmet. And Patrick says she puts on airs.
Yeah.
That's just fancy talk. And until this week, I didn't realize that that was a joke, like that it was a wordplay joke. I just thought it was, I don't even know what I thought, just a line of dialogue to move the plot forward, I guess.
Interesting. You didn't know putting on airs, what that phrase was?
I mean, not when I was 8 or 9, when I first saw
it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then just, you know, as I rewatch it, I don't always think of it, but I've been so far removed from SpongeBob because we don't have cable or anything. Kind of hard to watch Nickelodeon shows before Paramount Plus.
True.
that is just kind of, it's like I was seeing it for the first time again. Yeah.
The Simpsons has a lot of that for me, rewatching it these past couple of years. There's a lot of, like, not adult humor in the sense of, like, mature, like, you know, too risque or anything, but just stuff that as a kid you have no context for when they reference it or make a joke about it. And you watch it now, you're like, I didn't even catch that the first time, kind of a thing.
Those are always fun when you get that, those layers of comedy or references or whatever it is that you're watching.
Yeah. Well, should we get to the food now?
I guess. I mean,
sitting there on the stove, so we should probably dive into it. It's another mac and cheese one. We're getting back to the flavor boost stuff.
Yeah, and so we've smelled this one so far. That's all we've done with it.
Smells good.
It does smell good. It smells like the flavor is going to be much punchier than the Buffalo Ranch was that I remember being. I think that's...
It wasn't Buffalo Ranch. It was just like
Buffalo
Wing.
Yeah. Speaking of needing to take better notes, what I remember of my feelings are was that the flavor was fairly weak, and I didn't really feel compelled. I think we still finished both of our bowls.
Yeah.
It's still tasty mac and cheese. But the buffalo flavor, I thought, was underwhelming.
It was meh.
I get the impression from the scent that this is not going to be true, and I think this is going to be pretty tasty.
Hopefully. But one way to find out.
Yeah.
Should I just grab it now, or?
Well, I guess we have to, because we would love to tell you more, but we can't, because their website is...
As of this moment, wasn't responding. Not the craft site itself, but their Flavor Boost site.
Yeah.
Seemed to be either down or they had just taken it down. I don't know.
Yeah, like it wasn't a 404 error.
It didn't redirect to like the main site or anything. So I don't know if they've just neglected it because like that whole thing is over. But I don't know. But we'll see what the packet says. Maybe we can read off of that.
Yeah, or the box or, or something.
So give me just a second. I'll grab that.
All right.
Did you have like a fake ad or anything? Or?
I don't. But what we can do...
We'll just cut this out.
Yeah, or we can splice it in.
Maybe we'll just record it elsewhere. I'm going to get up. See if my knees pop.
Nothing. No, that was good. All right. Bet I can pop one of mine. Well, I'll do that while you're gone.
Gross. We're going to cut that out.
There we go. Got one. Let's see if I can do the other. Got them both.
All right. So this is the ranch flavor.
Ranch flavor macaroni and cheese. It's very pungent. We have bowls in front of us now, and I can smell it.
Got a very nice... It's like... It smells like if you just drip some ranch in there.
It kind of... It's from the... I think I mentioned this last time too. It's been so long since we recorded it, though. Maybe it'll be a long time since it released. Who knows? Anyway, with macaroni and cheese, like if you just have we use the zesty sauce packets from Burger King down below. Mm-hmm. I imagine we could do the same thing with ranch, and maybe we will after this experience.
But we're also spacing these out because God, we could not do multiple mac and cheese episodes back to back. I think. There'd be some diminishing returns for us.
We really can't because this... I definitely mentioned this last time we did one of these episodes, but I've had two consecutive boxes of mac and cheese, which is what we would do if we had four halves back to back.
Right.
It's too much mac and
cheese. Yeah, it's a lot. So we're trying to space these out for once in a while. So when the episodes come out, they won't necessarily be like consecutively happening, but just randomly they show up once in a while.
Yeah.
Another installment in the Flavor Boost saga.
Well, that's good. These little recaps that I'm doing may be helpful for the listeners as well.
Well, I was thinking because also we have some more flavors that we ordered from a whole different country.
Honestly,
I don't want to get any more detailed into it than that.
If anything, I may release those first. Who knows?
But yeah, we're going to definitely have more than just the ones that we got in the old U.S. of A.
Yeah.
But I'll leave it at that because there's some exciting flavors that I'm looking forward to trying.
We can maybe even do two of those in one night because they're going to be so different.
God, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how we feel at that point.
Yeah.
They're in the mail right now. They should be here
especially
the next week or so.
If we just did two episodes, right? Then we could do a dinner one and a dessert one.
Maybe. Oh, God. I don't want to think about it right now. Well, any other thoughts before we start snacking on this?
Is ranch your favorite salad dressing?
I think I like Thousand Mile or Thousand Island. What's it called?
Yeah, Thousand Island.
I think I like Thousand Island dressing or ranch or whatever it's called. Is it just dressing? Isles?
I think. I don't know.
Sauce? No. It's Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Because
it's kind of like the basis for mac and cheese sauce. Or it's kind of like the basis for Big Mac sauce.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Kind of. Like, it's not like the exact same thing, but for like a lot of homemade recipes, they'll include that as part of
I don't know if I've ever had Thousand Island.
It's pretty solid. Ranch I like, but I can kind of get sick of it after a little while. So
I don't usually like ranch on like a salad. It's good with like vegetables and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure it's going to be good in support of the mac and cheese. It smells good. But when I have it on a salad, I don't like it. I actually like French dressing.
That's a solid one.
A little sweeter kind of a thing, but
it's a little too like vinegary for me.
I like vinaigrettes too. Maybe I'm just not a vinegary person.
Yeah, I'm not really into vinegar stuff. So
yeah, that's all I had. We can go ahead and get in.
Here we go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you later. I don't know if I have much to say about this one, but it was good. The ranch didn't conflict with anything. It wasn't weak. Like, it was definitely present.
Yeah.
But very complimentary.
Yeah, it didn't overwhelm the cheesiness.
I don't know if it's because I just had a different amount of stuff in it, but it felt creamier than the other one did.
Yeah.
From what I vaguely recall, but it might just be because I had a little bit more butter or something.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to change the consistency of the mac and cheese.
But on the whole, pretty solid.
Yeah, I think it was a real good, like you said, it was a complimentary flavor. It was a real good mac and cheese support. Kind of what I expected, you know, like when you put in a little flavor to the mac and cheese, you're not looking to overwhelm it. You don't need much. It goes a long way. You just want to be able to tell that it's there, which I could as well, as opposed to at least what I remember of the buffalo seasoning packet, which I think wasn't as strong.
It was more about the heat, whereas like this was more about the flavor, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, right? It was a little heat, but there just wasn't anything else there.
The trade-off wasn't worth it for the taste.
Yeah, this one, it just tastes good.
Yeah.
They could even make this one spicy, I think. I think you got to go flavor first and then spice for me.
I agree. As long as you have a solid foundation, then you can make it hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're just spicy for spicy's sake, I don't want that.
Yeah, it can be kind of whatever.
So what are you thinking?
Like, rating-wise?
Yeah.
I'm thinking 4. Because I think it does a good job, doesn't blow me away. 3 feels a little too low, but maybe that's because I was let down by the buffalo one that I'm a little more giving.
Yeah, I think this is a solid 4 for me. You know, I could see this being added to the rotation, or at least dipping some ranch in the thing. I don't know if you necessarily need the flavor boost packet, but maybe.
That's what I was wondering, is maybe this is something that some people have done.
Yeah.
Or is a thing that some people do, and they were like, hey, let's make a ranch version of that for the flavor boost, because it is an easy one to do. Mm-hmm. Because it tastes like something I could see somebody like having me try. They're like, hey, have you ever had ranch and mac and cheese? And I'd be like, no, you should try it. And then they bring some over, add a little bit of the ranch in there.
Do you remember how much the flavor packets were?
Well, we ordered the whole like set thing online. Yeah. I think packets, if you bought them in the store, like $1 or $2, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Yeah.
So you're just buying, you know, paying $1 to add some flavoring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's one of those, like, if you already have ranch dressing in the house or in the fridge, you could probably get by without the pack. That's my guess. You just dollop a little bit into taste. But if you're not the sort of household that regularly carries ranch, I think that would make some good sense.
Though. Also, this is an easy way to guarantee you get the right amount dispersed throughout the whole whatever you call it.
Serving,
yeah. Because, you know, you can maybe add a little too much, a little too, you know, a little bit not enough.
Yeah.
Whatever the case
I guess
may
it's
be.
All relative. Maybe if you like really strong ranch stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you like that better. Yeah, I don't think this was like a bad deal necessarily. It's perfectly tasty. I could see this being added to my mac and cheese rotation, but I don't think it would be the core to my rotation.
I don't expect any to ever become like a core element, just because default mac and cheese on its own is so good.
Yeah. Or I guess maybe that's a better way.
These can be more of a distraction than I think actually enhancing anything. Yeah.
Like my,
but this one's good.
Yeah. The default is a good word. Like regular mac and cheese is always going to be the default. If I don't have anything else, I can just eat regular mac and cheese. It's not like if I don't have any ranch, I just won't bother making the box.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. Like, it's tasty. It's a nice way to mix it up. Put something different on the dinner table, but
I want to go back for the rest of it. You want to do that real quick? You want to eat the rest of yours? Or are you good?
I'll definitely eat it. I was just holding off until, you know, after the episode.
Okay. Well, that shows how much I like it, is I really just want to eat it before we finish.
Well, I mean, it was a solid 4.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited for the last one, the pizza one.
The pizza one should be good. Pizza's a good flavor.
Well, what I'm curious about is what kind of pizza taste is it going to be? Because when you say pizza, there's all kinds of pizzas out there, pizza places.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have the idea of like the pizza flavor from like maybe pizza chips, like if Lay's has a pizza flavor chip or something, you know what to expect. But
yeah.
I'm curious to see what kind of amount of like cheesy versus like maybe marinara kind of flavoring, what kind of concoction they have for their pizza.
Well, I'd flavors. Be curious what else Kraft owns, because there are pizza flavors, like there's pizza Pringles, pizza right. chips, pizza combos.
True.
I would guess that whatever one of those families of snacks Kraft has a hand in, they're probably not going to make a new flavor.
Yeah.
They're just going to bring it over. Now, if they happen to not be one of the conglomerates that owns the core family of snacks, then maybe they'll...
Seems unlikely.
Maybe they'll experiment. Yeah, yeah, it does. So, I mean, we'll see. Hope if they do, I mean, and if the website comes up and we get a press release, hopefully, fingers crossed, we hear from one of the folks that designed the flavor.
As I recall, we didn't have a press release last time outside of just... like the website, because I don't think it was something they really made a big fuss about in the sense that it was a huge launch for them. But I think it was just something they wanted to do for fun and, well, not for fun. Obviously, everything involves money. But I mean, something where they wanted to drive engagement via like the reactions and people getting to try it and talk about it. I think it's more of a chance for them to sell something that just gets people to try mac and cheese more and is like, hey, you remember mac and cheese, right? You haven't had some for a while. Here's a reason to dive back in.
It's interesting. Like I said, we don't have...
That's my guess.
We don't have cable. And, you know, mac and cheese isn't exactly going to show up on YouTube ads, I wouldn't expect. So maybe they were advertising it, but it does seem like an odd strategy.
Yeah.
You know, if you are trying to get people to buy more mac and cheese, you know, why you wouldn't make it more known or publicize it a little better.
Just guessing.
Have a working website. You know, those types of
well,
things.
Well, that... It may be because maybe... the whole promotion kind of ended at this point. And so,
or
like,
maybe it's so successful.
It's overwhelmed the servers.
they weren't prepared for the kind of excitement that was going to be generated by, so far, one pretty good flavor and one pretty bland flavor of mac and cheese.
And you gave it a 4, right?
I'm a solid 4.
Okay. Yeah. I stick with my 4. I just wanted to make sure. I was curious.
What were you thinking about doing?
No, I'm just, it's a low 4 for me.
Interesting.
But it's good. It's good enough to make the 4 cut. But I just wanted to see where you landed on your 4. Because you'll indicate a lot of times if one's a strong 4 or if one just kind of like barely makes it to a 4.
Well, so. You gotta, because there's, you know, if I'm not going to go quarter points.
No.
So
yeah.
If it's a 3.75, I'm going to round that up to a 4.
That's kind of where I'm at.
You got to say what
the most I ever want to divide them up is in halves. So
yeah.
The most detail I'll get is giving a half. But this is a 4. It rounds up to a 4.
This might round down to a 4 for me.
Interesting.
It's a couple of hundredths.
What makes it so high up for you?
Well, I like mac and cheese.
Me too.
And I think it was just a really complimentary. To me, if mac and cheese baseline is 3 to 3.5, depending on how hungry I am, maybe even 4. So
that's fair.
This made it. This was mac and cheese, but it tasted good.
So yeah.
How can it?
That's fair. Okay.
How can it be lower than that?
I get it.
But it's not a 5. Like, a 5 would be, I don't want mac and cheese unless it has this flavor.
Okay. That's going to be hard to ever get.
I know. Well, I try to be judicious with my 5s.
Right. And that's fair. I don't know if pizza can get to a 5, but I'm excited to try it anyway.
One of these international flavors might, you never know.
Oh, yeah. Those are going to be a little wilder.
Should we tease them?
Well, no. I think we've done enough. I think we've done enough little bit of teasing for now.
All right.
But we'll get to that next time.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited for this to be a recurring thing that shows up once in a while.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're not going to do, like, you know, a 4-part thing or whatever. We're just going to have them show up once in a while. Kind of like a recurring villain that shows up throughout a season or something.
Hopefully.
Except not a villain. This is not a villain. You know.
No, well, none of them have been yet, but you never know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they remain on the shelves as long as we have
episodes. Oh, I'm very doubtful that any of these will be around by the time they're aired, which is fine.
Is it? Is that the kind of show we want to be, that we want to review outdated foods before?
Well, they're not outdated in the sense that they're like out of style. It's just there's only so many days in the week and whatnot. I don't think these were very widely available anyway, so I don't really think it's something that we should feel bad about, because they never really seemed to make it something that was, again, kind of a big deal. It was just kind of like a fun... I think they just wanted to find a way to kind of engage on social media or online. Because, again, they had, like, an early promotion where people could, like, get a sampler of it and stuff back in, like, the fall before it was officially out. So I think it was just kind of one of those things where, again, it was like, maybe we can just make some word of mouth spread just by having these flavors available for a while. Like we're doing right now. Like, we're going to have multiple episodes dedicated to Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, but possibly after they're already off the shelf.
Right, but that's my point. Exactly the engagement. But we're basically talking about it for multiple installments, whereas we never would have before if they didn't release these at all.
Well, I know.
And I think they realize there's a lot of shows that do this kind of thing, talk about wacky, crazy flavors. And so I think we're kind of just buying into it.
Are we? But I don't know that if we do.
Which I'm fine with. I love eating mac and cheese.
I would agree if we did it as like the lead up, right? But if we do it after they're gone, we're not.
But they're still getting us to talk about them multiple times.
But if
they're so, like, even if we make one person out there go, you know what? I feel like some mac and cheese tonight. Boom, we did it for them. That's my take on it. Maybe it's a little cynical, but I think really ultimately, it wasn't about making a bank off of like these flavor boost packets. It was just about getting people engaged with the brand as much as possible with as minimal effort as needed.
Well, not minimal effort, because you might be right. Like, maybe this is something they saw people did, like, oh, they put ranch in their mac and cheese. That'd be pretty easy for us to do. Mm-hmm. So they made a new product. Minimal effort is McDonald's, where they say,
oh yeah, here's the ingredients, stack them up, eat them, you pig.
Yeah. That's...
That was a little more minimal, yeah.
We're a couple steps above that, at least.
That's fair.
This had its own packaging.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Well, anything else to add before we skedaddle? I'm kind of out of things to say about this particular flavor.
Yeah. It was a pretty standard flavor, I think. I'm happy with where we landed. We're both fours. I think we're in agreement there, and I'm excited to finish the bowl, honestly. It's been sitting here. I now spend water and trying not to slobber all over the microphone.
Oh, God. But yeah, next time it'll be pizza flavor boost.
Are we going to definitely release them in order?
Yeah, we're definitely going to do them in order of us trying them. But like, one of these may come out like 1 week, and then a couple weeks later, another one drops.
Interesting, because I was thinking some of these super, super secret international ones, those will be hot button.
Well, we could do those closer together, but I feel like at least the original run, we can just kind of let them out there or whatever.
Yeah, I guess that's all we have. So, I mean, if you like mac and cheese, if you flavor your mac and cheese some other way, if you are interested in these flavor boost packets, if you've even been able to find flavor boost packets, are they still on the shelves? Tell us. Send us an email at prizesinside@gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Prizes Inside. That's prizes, plural, inside. We're dying to know if we've satisfied Kraft's goals. Did we make you buy a mac and cheese?
Papa Kraft, did we do good?
Kraft, not a sponsor.
But they could be. But also, speaking of that, do you know anybody that likes their ketchup in their mac and cheese? Or have seen that?
That sounds...
I've heard of
disgusting.
It and seen it.
I don't want...
It's pretty gnarly.
Think about it.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can enjoy that, because then it just becomes ketchup-flavored macaroni. It ruins it. You can't taste anything else but the ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup's a really strong flavor that goes well on, like, a burger.
Or with fries. Yeah. Because fries are just like the vessel.
I don't even have it with fries, usually. I prefer other sauces to ketchup. Mm-hmm. But it would... Why would you contaminate your mac and cheese with ketchup?
There are some weirdos out there. And if you're one of those weirdos, let us know. Again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Prizes Inside, and again, prizesinside@gmail.com. If you want to email us something very hateful or mean, please do so. Yeah, or if it's something complimentary.
We'll share it in the fan appreciation episode. We'll read it verbatim, unless it's inappropriate, in which case maybe we'll tone it back.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
All right.
So if you want to call people out specifically in your hate mail, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside.
See ya. Thank you.